Hello and welcome to Podstuff Rides, a horror podcast for busy people where your host John Locke, myself, brings to you a new horror pill every Friday at 5 p.m. GMT, which you can listen to on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and a few more services, which you already kind of know because you're listening to it. Anyway, in today's episode, we're not going to talk about a grisly murder or a mysterious disappearance, which is what we've done in previous episodes. We are instead going to talk about a video game, but not just any ordinary video game, mind you, but one that causes players to suffer some pretty nasty side effects. But does the game actually exist? And if so, what is its true purpose? This is the story of Polybius. Arcade video games, or coin-ops, as they're also known, were all the rage from the late 1970s until the mid-1990s. Games like, I don't know, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, Street Fighter, Metal Gear Solid, Virtua Striker. If you were a child or a teenager, around that time you've definitely played them. And personally, I remember spending entire afternoons playing, desperately trying to beat my own records, but also to climb up to the top spots on the machine's local rankings, because everyone knew who the top local player was, and they were pretty much a minor celebrity, which was great for a awkward little teenager like me. But anyway, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. Think about it. You're a person with, I don't know, nefarious objectives, and you know that children, teenagers, and young adults are spending hours and hours in front of a screen, pretty much hypnotized. Wouldn't you want to get involved? Wouldn't you want to launch and promote something created by you and built around your own, again, nefarious purposes? And if you're thinking that sounded a lot like what's been happening on the internet over the past 10 years or so, yes, you're absolutely right. But anyway, as much as I think that, you know, hell is other people, we're here to talk about scary stories, not sociology. So let's get started with the story itself. The year is 1981. And the new arcade game appears in the suburbs of Portland, Oregon. The game is launched with very little fanfare, but very quickly becomes immensely popular. The game is called Polybius. Polybius appears to have been created by a German game development company called Sinneslotion. Now, I don't really speak German, but I tried. Now, Sinneslotion is not exactly a household brand, but still, it very quickly establishes itself as the game to play. The graphics are cutting edge, the gameplay is incredibly engaging, and people start playing and they just don't want to stop. One could almost say that the gameplay is, I don't know, addictive. Long queues form around the machines, and fights often break out over who should play next, imagine that. And then, 1 month after the first appearance of the market, every single Polybius cabinet in Portland disappears without a trace. Why? Well, it turns out that the Polybius experience comes with some pretty nasty side effects. Players report disrupted sleep patterns, hallucinations, night terrors, and amnesia, which is pretty creepy in itself. But what is even creepier is that over the course of the month when Polybius was available to play, mysterious men were allegedly seen manipulating the machines multiple times. Eyewitnesses say that they never took the money from the cabinet, nor they appeared to be doing maintenance. Rather, they seemed to be collecting data from the machines, as if checking the outcomes of some kind of experiment. And that's not all. The German company's name is also suspicious. While it is not a real German word in itself, it is composed of two real ones, which gives the name a rather ominous meaning: sensory deprivation. Some say Sinneslotion was a code name for video games giant Atari, who were looking to launch an extremely addictive video game to secure market share and then quickly retreated when the horrendous side effects emerged. Others say that behind this mysterious German game company, there was none other than the US government, conducting research on subliminal messages and mind control. After all, the game is called Polybius, which is also the name of a Greek historian who created a cryptography system. Talk about hiding in plain sight. So why are we no longer talking about this? Well, it's simple, because Polybius never existed. As is often the case, this urban legend is based on a bunch of true stories that were combined, embellished, and amplified. Yes, the FBI raided some arcade cabinets in Portland in the 1980s because they suspected operators were modifying the machines to allow gambling, which was illegal at the time and might still be illegal in Portland, I don't know. And people actually got sick playing video games in Portland in 1981. And we know of at least two stories, both taking place on the same day and in the same arcade. We have a 12-year-old boy experiencing heavy stomach discomfort after playing a game called Asteroids for 28 hours in a row because he was trying to beat a world record. He was actually filming his attempt. And then, as I said, on the same day, in the same arcade, we have another boy collapsing in pain while playing Tempest. And interestingly, but also unsurprisingly, when you think about it, the few descriptions of Polybius that we have suggest that the gameplay was similar to, you guessed it right, Tempest. Again, a real story embellished and amplified. And to be honest, the name of this mysterious game also gives us a hint as to the fact that it is little more than an urban legend, because Polybius, the historian who invented the cryptography technique, as we said, famously wrote, "If history is deprived of the truth, we are left with nothing but an idle, unprofitable tale." So the Polybius story isn't true, but if you're interested in stories about games with psychoactive effects, there is a 2017 movie that might be right up your alley. It's called Sequence Break. Now, I watched it on Shudder when I still had my subscription back in the day. Shudder, in case you don't know it, is a horror subscription service which is available in the US, UK, Ireland, and Australia, I think. I'm not an affiliate, so you won't find the link. Just go and check it out, and if it's interesting to you, sign up. Now, Sequence Break is more of the supernatural kind as opposed to the government conspiracy kind, but there is a mysterious arcade game in this movie that affects players in unforeseen ways. And personally, I think it's a very intriguing movie, very unsettling, so definitely check it out if you get the chance. And with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It might be slightly shorter than usual, but you know, it's August and I'm not gonna say that I'm recording from the beach, but I might as well be. So if you enjoyed it and want more of this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you want to suggest a topic, or maybe just share your thoughts about the various stories we have discussed so far, you can do so via the website, which is anchor.fm/botstuffwrites, or via my own Instagram, which is thejohnlock. That's all for today, folks. I'm John Locke. This was Botstuffwrites. Goodbye for now.